Rainmaker FM is brought to you by the Showrunner Podcasting Course, your step-by-step guide to developing, launching, and running a remarkable show. Registration for the course is open August 3rd through the 14th, 2015. Go to showrunnercourse.com to learn more. That's showrunnercourse.com.
Howdy, and this is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damon Farnworth, the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media, and I also happen to be the host of this show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So here's a quote that I got on Twitter. It said, "So many English teachers shoved complex sentences down my throat that now a simple sentence almost makes my skin crawl." So many English teachers shoved complex sentences down my throat that now a simple sentence almost makes my skin crawl. So that's my friend Tim Biden during a Twitter conversation about writing for the web. He was responding to a tweet where I shared a link to my very first Copyblogger post, and that Copyblogger post was called "The Disgustingly Simple Rule for Web Writing That's Often Hard to Swallow." How the conversation got started was he retweeted the link and said, "I hate that he's right." Clueless as usual about anything not immediately in front of me, I asked him, "Why do you hate?" And then he dropped that heavyweight comment above, which I responded with, "I was fortunate to skip most of school as a lad so as not to be brainwashed, but I didn't really learn how to write either. In fact, it wasn't until I went back to college in my late 20s that I learned how to write. My first year in school, my last year in school, I even won an essay contest. And that is a major achievement for a guy who equated good writing with jungle juice and obscure poetry." But true, even college rubs a rigid style of writing into your bones. See, it wasn't until I started my career as a direct response copywriter I got my act together, that I loosened up and wrote to persuade and to entertain. Of course, part of me wishes I was a better student in high school English, but on the other hand, if I had the brainwashing in high school, I would have had to learn how to break free of that condition as Tim had. And possibly, maybe, who knows, since we're playing what ifs, but Tim ended our Twitter discussion with, "If everybody were as lucky as you, we'd have more creatives and fewer lemmings." But here's the thing, I did have to learn the rules, eventually. See, because I refused to conform and called it creativity, I retarded my own progress as a writer. I eventually had to go back by the book and master the fundamentals before my creativity made any freaking sense. See, I couldn't put a sentence together, a coherent sentence. I couldn't put it together. I still can't. And that's truly, really the number one rule when it comes to writing, when it comes to web writing. What you write must be clear. And so how do you write copy that makes sense, that is clear? And I love this by Stanley Fish in his book, How to Write a Sentence, a book I highly recommend. And he writes this, he puts it this way: "There is only one error to worry about, the error of being illogical, and only one rule to follow. Make sure that every component of your sentences is related to the other components in a way that is clear and unambiguous. Unless ambiguity is what you're aiming for, but I don't think most of us are aiming for ambiguity." So thank you for that, Stanley. Let me read that again. "There is only one error to worry about, the error of being illogical, and only one rule to follow. Make sure that every component of your sentences is related to the other components in a way that is clear and unambiguous." In other words, your first sentence should be tied to your next sentence. It should be a logical process. It should be, this happened, therefore this happened. Everything should make sense, in other words. And it seems simple, but it really actually is pretty hard because often we think in scattered ways, but sitting down and writing will help us to form thoughts that are coherent. And here's the other thing that often happens is what we call the curse of knowledge. We know more than our readers, and so we assume they know the same as much as we do. We overestimate the sophistication of our readers instead of slowing down and covering the basics and filling any other gaps. And this is why having a second reader or even third reader is so important with your content and getting feedback from people, whether readers or a critique group. So keep this one rule in mind, and you will write clear copy every time, is that it should follow, each sentence should follow clearly, should make sense from one sentence to the next, from one paragraph to the next, from one section to the next, so that you have one seamless whole article. Do that, and it probably will be clear. So let me just say one more last thing before we close this episode. Many of us are afraid to write because we fear committing just one of hundreds of syntactical sins our English teachers warned us about. Here's the deal. You are not in high school anymore. Relax, okay? Your high school teacher is not your reader. He or she is not sitting over your shoulder and watching what you do. Just relax. Don't worry about committing any sort of syntactical sin. Just write. The task is really simple. Get the first sentence down, and then everything else will follow. That's it for today. Take care. Until next time, see you later.